Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Bright sunshine this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 85. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies. Tonight, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows level off around 61. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 85. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 79.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. EPA will release risk assessments on dicamba today as part of its review of the controversial herbicide, which has been implicated in off-target damage to vegetation and is subject to numerous restrictions. The assessments will cover human health and ecological risks, the agency said in a Federal Register notice. EPA said after reviewing comments received during the public comment period, EPA may issue a revised risk assessment and explain any changes to the draft risk assessment and respond to comments and may request public input on risk mitigation before completing a proposed registration review decision. Now, environmental groups, as well as soybean and cotton growers, have filed lawsuits in federal court in the District of Columbia in Arizona challenging the 2020 registration for herbicide sold as Xendamax, Tavium, and Ingenia. U.S. Trade Representative and Taiwan agreeing on negotiating mandate that lays out broad objectives for trade talks that will take place in the fall. The mandate includes a paragraph on agriculture that says the two countries will work on provisions to facilitate ag trade through science and risk-based decisions, making the adoption of sound, transparent regulatory practices. Provisions that support collaborative and cooperative mechanisms on food security and on the use of production practices, including new and innovative technology that increase agriculture productivity while decreasing land, water, and fuel use and help contribute to climate adaptation and resiliency. And UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres arrived in Ukraine, where he meets today with President Zelensky and the Turkish president to review the progress of the agreement with Russia that opened up 3 ports in Odessa. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hey, producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. The Kansas Highway Patrol continues working to identify the victim of a fatal accident that occurred just after 10 p.m. August 4th in Greenwood County. The patrol reported a vehicle was westbound on U.S. 54, 20 miles east of U.S. 77. It crossed the center line and struck an eastbound semi head-on. Due to circumstances, authorities have been unable to identify the female victim from out of state. Authorities are waiting for the results of a DNA test to confirm her identification. Shawnee County law enforcement authorities investigating a fatal July 16th shooting continue asking the public for help to locate a Kansas felon. Just after 9:30 p.m. July 16th, police were dispatched to the report of a shooting in the 900 block of Southwest 8th Street in Topeka. First responders found 34-year-old Kirk Sexton suffering from a gunshot wound. He was pronounced deceased at the time. Anyone with information regarding the whereabouts of Emmanuel Rashad Walker should call police or 911. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned in right here every day with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest current events and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. From harvest reports from around the Mid-America region to tips during planting season, new technology from trade shows, agricultural legislation at the state and federal level, and a lot more. It's your number one source to keep you up and moving on the farm. And it's all right here with the Mid-America Ag Network. We live in a digital world. With the convenience of staying connected, it's critical to protect your digital identity. Here are some helpful tips from the AARP Fraud Watch Network. Use strong, unique passwords or passphrases for each site that you visit. Never conduct sensitive financial or personal activities when connected to public Wi-Fi. And turn off your Bluetooth when you're not using it to keep your device secure. Learn more great tips to keep yourself protected at aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork. Paid for by AARP.
A Lyon County construction zone mishap led to two people being transported to the hospital just after 3:20 p.m. yesterday. That's according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. According to a KHP report, a 2020 Peterbilt semi was pulling out from a construction zone on I-35 in Lyon County. It caused a 2016 Ford Focus heading north to steer into the median and vault over a drainage ditch. The Focus came to rest facing east. That's according to the KHP. A 34-year-old female and a 32-year-old female, both from Lenexa, were taken to Newman Hospital with only suspected minor injuries. The Kansas Highway Patrol crash log indicates that just after 4:40 p.m. yesterday, emergency crews were called to the 1700 block of James Court in Newton with reports of an injury accident. When officials arrived, they said a golf cart had been heading east on James Court when the driver, Cale M. Lassiter, 22 of Newton, fell out of the vehicle. Lassiter was rushed to Wesley Medical Center with suspected serious injuries. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A man arrested earlier this month for the murder of his father was in court in western Nebraska on Wednesday. 32-year-old Joseph Bennett is charged with first-degree murder and use of a firearm to commit a felony in relation to the shooting death of his father, Rodney Bennett. At his Wednesday court appearance in Morrill County, Joseph waived his right to a preliminary hearing. The case has been bound over to district court, where Joseph will be arraigned September 6th. Court documents state on August 8th, Joseph's grandmother called 911 and reported Johnson had shot Rodney. According to the arrest affidavit, Joseph told deputies Rodney was drunk and the two were arguing when the shooting occurred. The latest report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture shows an economic downturn for agriculture in Nebraska. Major crops like corn, beans, and even alfalfa hay are seeing a decrease in production. Drought this summer hurt production yields, and inflation means the crops cost a lot to plant. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit over 9 tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cape First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cape First Alert, your weather authority. Cape News, on your side.
The heat of summer is upon us. At Yoder Meats, we think a great way to beat the heat is outdoor cooking. We've got everything you need to do it upright, so stop by your favorite Yoder Meats location this week and get the brats, burgers, steaks, ribs, and all the other meat you need. Open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Follow us on Facebook for the latest information and specials. Taste the old-fashioned flavor at Yoder Meats in Yoder and three locations in Wichita.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A house fire south of Wymore early Tuesday morning around 4 a.m. may have resulted in a total loss of the residence. An electrical charger at a garage may have sparked the blaze, which then spread to the house on Sycamore Road, 4 miles south on 77 and 3/4 mile east. Wymore, Odell, and Barnston fire departments responded after a resident called in the report. They were on the scene for some 4 hours. Initial damage estimate $50,000 to $60,000, but may result in total damage due to smoke and roof collapse. No one was injured. Taxpayers recently received notices of ad valorem taxes, as Marshall County Clerk Sandy Wilson outlines.
The notices that were mailed out recently, this is a new notice that the legislature has passed a truth in taxation legislation that they want the patrons and landowners and personal property owners to know what their taxes could possibly do as a result of the entity setting their budgets. So these notices are going to show you the neutral rate, the proposed rate, and a difference between the two. The notices are going to show you a revenue neutral rate, which is a rate that I have to calculate based off of assessed valuations. And then you're going to see a proposed budget, which is going to be a rate that the county, the state, the cemeteries, fire districts, school districts, everyone will set for their budgets, and that would be the anticipated rate for the tax statements that will come out in November. The other piece that's on there is the property values. Those values were pulled over from the appraiser's values, so if anybody has questions on the property values, that would be the appraiser's office they would need to talk to. If the budgets all pass at the rates they are, this would be a good indication as to what the tax statement will look like in November when they get that. This is the first year we've had to send those out. It just depends on the reception of these, or they let their legislators know. This will probably be something we'll have to send out each year. If you have any questions, our office at 562-5361, if they have questions on the proposed budgets or the rate.
County commissioners canvassed ballots from the primary election at last week's meeting. Turnout for the primary election was 50% of registered voters in both Marshall and Washington counties and 55% in Nemahal County. Marshall County commissioners will meet August 29th with the architect and construction manager at risk for the jail project, hoping to get more information regarding project cost and financing options. Commissioner Keith Bramhall and the county health nurse were to meet last week with an architect at 600 Broadway to discuss future plans for the health department. Estimates will be prepared for the future of the department, with options to include new construction at that location or rebuilding the existing structure, which was significantly damaged by the June 11th tornado, which took off the roof. Washington County Commissioners spoke with the county attorney at last week's meeting regarding ways to fund countywide ambulance service. Nemahal County Commissioners did not meet last week. Seneca City Council, at their last meeting, tabled a Planning and Zoning Committee recommendation on a ban on utility-type wind turbines within the city extraterritorial zoning area, allowing a review of information provided during the public comment portion of that meeting. Kansas State University Marching Band will join area high school bands this Friday at the Landall Family Sports Complex at Marysville High School. Some 400 students from as many as 20 area high schools will rehearse throughout the afternoon Friday. The rehearsals as well as evening performances are free and open to the public. The K-State Band will perform their pregame and halftime shows at 7 p.m. and will conclude with a joint performance with the high school students. Landall Company will operate shuttle bus routes from the Marysville Public Library, Kester House downtown, and the Marysville Swimming Pool parking lots from 6:15 until 6:50 p.m. Friday to accommodate additional parking, and Gators will operate near the high school operated by the Blue Rapids Rotary Club.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Herschel L. Dalsing, 70 of Milton Vale, formerly of Topeka, passed away August 8th. A rosary and funeral service will be held Friday, August 19th at 10:30 a.m. at the St. Michael's Catholic Church in Axtell. Visitation will begin 1 hour prior to service time at the church. Burial will be in the Rose Hill Cemetery, Axtell. A memorial fund has been established and will be designated later. Contributions may be sent in care of the Axtell Landreth Funeral Home in charge of services for Herschel Dalsing.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Imagine the sight, sound, and excitement of an 800-member marching band. Experience this spectacular event, Marching with the Pride, when the K-State Marching Band performs their pregame and halftime shows Friday, August 19th at 7 p.m. at the Landall Family Sports Complex at Marysville High School. The event culminates with hundreds of area band students joining the Marching Wildcats on the field for a captivating marching exhibition, sponsored by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative and the Landall Company.
KNDY.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny today before another chance for some showers and thunderstorms overnight tonight. Today, we can expect to see highs in the lower 80s throughout Iowa, the lower to upper 80s throughout Nebraska, the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Kansas, and the lower 80s throughout Missouri. Some showers possible overnight tonight, staying partly cloudy with our lows in the lower 60s throughout Iowa, the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the upper 50s and mid-60s throughout Kansas, and the lower 60s throughout Missouri. Some showers and thunderstorms will be possible throughout Friday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s throughout Iowa, the upper 70s and lower 80s throughout Nebraska, the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Kansas, and the lower to mid 80s throughout Missouri. More showers will be possible throughout Friday night and leading into Saturday before staying clearer throughout Saturday and Sunday, and temperatures will stay cooler. I'm forecaster Carol Foster.
Average high temperature mid-August, 89. Record high on this date, 113. The average low, 66, and the record low, 47. Sunset this evening, 8:19. Sunrise in the morning at 6:43.
What's growing in your child's classroom this fall? With luck, a budding interest in gardening. A closer look on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, August 18th, the 230th day of the year. Robert Redford has a birthday, and explorer Meriwether Lewis was born in 1774. Before you finalize your child's fall class schedule, ask if the school offers a gardening program. Many are offered in conjunction with gardening organizations or the local extension office. In recent years, schools that include gardening as part of the curriculum have reported surprising results. A garden program provides hands-on learning in science, math, and nutrition. It teaches leadership and social skills. Kids learn the value of stewardship. They make new friends and develop practical skills. And who knows, it might just get them to eat their vegetables, too. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Twin Valley Developmental Services Job Fair is August 24th. From 10 to 2, open interviews will be conducted for various positions with full-time wages starting at $15 an hour, paid sick and personal days, health insurance, plus a sign-on bonus. Don't miss the job fair Wednesday, August 24th from 10 to 2 at the FNB Bank basement at 101 C Street in Washington. Twin Valley works to enhance the lives of the people they serve. Visit them online at twinvalleyfriends.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The Washburn volleyball team will start the 2022 season ranked in the same spot where they finished in 2021 as the number two team in the nation. The American Volleyball Coaches Association released its Division II preseason coaches poll on Wednesday, with the Ichabods receiving 1,050 total points for the second spot in the initial top 25 rankings. The Ichabods are one of four MIAA programs in the national poll, with each one being ranked in the top 15. Central Missouri comes in at 8, Nebraska Kearney is 10, and Northwest Missouri is ranked 12. Pro Bowl defensive tackle Chris Jones, starting wide receiver Mecole Hardman, and backup running back Jerick McKinnon left training camp early yesterday as nagging injuries continue to mount for the Chiefs. Those three were joined on the sideline by wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster, who missed his second practice with a sore knee. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Want a great deal on a new or used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales. Looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer? Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Aaron Sabato blasted a walk-off grand slam in the 10th inning to defeat the Tulsa Drillers 9-5 Wednesday night. Sabato's first Wind Surge home run gave the Wind Surge their sixth straight win and 11 of their last 12. The first-place Wind Surge extend their lead to a season-high six games in the division. Kansas football held its 2022 media day yesterday, and if there's one thing this team is in agreement on, it's how different this year feels. There's a shift in this 2022 team, and everyone from coaches to players is on board with it. There's also an increase in internal competition. With more depth at select positions like running back, the team says everyone is fighting harder. For starting quarterback Jalen Daniels, having an athletic and fast backup in Jason Bean is pushing him too. The Jayhawks will open their 2022 campaign on September 2nd at 7 p.m. at David Booth, Kansas Memorial Stadium. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Update your home today with a new look from Feldkamp's Furniture Mart. See their tremendous selection of living room, dining room, and bedroom sets and furniture, as well as bedding, accent pieces, appliances, and more. Flooring choices with professional installation are available to complete a new look from start to finish for a single room or your entire home. Financing options for any budget up to 24 months with no interest, as well as free delivery, making buying local easy. Shop Feldkamp's Furniture and Flooring in Marysville today.
Hi, I'm Deb Logus, and I've been here 43 years. I am a plate maker right now is what I'm doing. The negatives come in from our Kansas City plant for me, and then I do the process and make the printing plates for the machines that does the printing on the outside and inside of the envelope. They take good care of us. We've got good benefits. My husband and I, we liked living in Marysville, and Marysville is a really good community to live in.
Tension Envelope is now hiring. Head on over to their website, tensioncorp.com, to see their open positions and applications.
Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. Let the family team of Tim, Tom, and Rob Olmsted and brother-in-law Tom Kirkland guide you in your real estate experience of selling or buying a home or farmland. Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions is experienced in providing timely, professional, and honest service. Find them on the web at olmstedrealestate.com or call today at 785-353-2210.
KNDY.
Create vertical interest, a living screen, or backdrop in your garden with Prairie Dock. The bright yellow flowers of this native plant hover high above the large leaves for dramatic appeal. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Prairie Dock is hardy in zones 4 to 8 and is drought tolerant once established. It grows best in full sun and tolerates partial shade in clay soil. The sunflower-like blossoms appear July through September and can reach up to 9 feet in height. The large leaves can grow 18 to 24 inches long, and their bold texture is a nice contrast to finer textured plants like the native flowering spurge. Honeybees and bumblebees will appreciate this addition to your garden. Then watch for the goldfinches that stop by to dine on the seeds. Prairie Dock is long-lived and doesn't like to be transplanted, so find a spot where it can stay put. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Everyone is welcome to the Barnes Antique and Junk Fest August 20th, starting at 9 a.m. Vendors, shoppers, and the curious are all welcome. Wanting to get on the vendor list? Spots are still open. Message the Sunflower Mercantile on Facebook or call 785-763-4310. Citywide garage and estate sales plan too. So plan to be in Barnes August 20th, starting early at 9 a.m. for the Barnes Antique and Junk Fest.
In a restored rail depot in Concordia, Kansas, you can find an intriguing story of nearly a quarter million orphans who found new homes in the Midwest. They are stories of sadness and triumph, stories of finding a new home and a new start on the Great Plains. Their history is today's edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Amanda Wallmeyer shares the story of the National Orphan Train Complex in Concordia, Kansas.
The Orphan Train movement was started by Charles Loring Brace, who founded the Children's Aid Society. It started in 1854 and lasted until 1929 and was a system of placing orphans and unwanted children from New York City and the East Coast in loving homes in the Midwest.
Brace saw the need for the movement, especially in America's largest cities.
New York City, because of all the immigration, then plus the Industrial Revolution, was becoming very overcrowded, just not a good situation for these kids.
When she mentions kids, she means some of the youngest children in the East Coast's largest cities.
It started with the ages of 3 and older, but as more people got involved, it began with infants as young as 6 months.
The orphanages worked with the train companies to transport the kids to the Midwest.
The agents would take the children out. They made a deal with the train companies that if they had any empty seats, they would put the orphans on these trains with any room available. In modern terms, it would be like these orphans are going to go on Southwest and these are going to go on Delta.
It's estimated 250,000 children were placed via the orphan trains.
They were doing the best with what they had with the overcrowding problem, and they just simply could not care for these children. After the children were placed, they were asked to write home to the orphanage once a year, and then also a state representative would visit the children once a year up until the age of 17.
What was the experience like for an orphan? It's next time as we travel the countryside. In Concordia, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
It has been said, if it won't hold water, it won't hold goats. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A good goat fence means better management of the herd and less frustration for you when you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's harvest time. Reap rewards of your labor time. Cover as many acres as possible time. Light at the end of the tunnel time. And no one helps you embrace the moment like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that helps maximize your days, cover more ground, and reach record-breaking yields. This season, be your best in the biggest moments. Visit johndeere.com/gainground to learn more.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Everyone who raises goats probably has a few ornery ones who think they have the run of the place and manage to escape from every pen they're put in. A goat will take every opportunity to get over or through a fence. Melanie Barkley is an extension educator at Penn State University. She says electric fencing is a good option to prevent escapees.
A lot of folks will use high tensile. They will put 5 to 6 wires, and the bottom wire and the third wire up are often electrified, and usually the top wire then also. Now, they can also use woven wire fence, but if the goats have horns, they tend to get stuck in the fence. So one thing you can do with that is put one strand of an electric wire on the inside of the fence to keep them from pushing up against the woven wire fence.
You could run an electric wire parallel to anything a goat sees as a challenge to jump over. After the first zap or two, most goats will respect it with no problem. But she says they're also very good at noticing when you unplug the fence and there's no electricity flowing through the wire. Some people pen in their goats with a chain link fence or livestock panels. Goats love to climb, so another option is fencing with vertical bars so they can't stand on them. Barkley says the most important detail of any fencing is the height.
Most goats are able to jump very well, so you need fences that are going to not only keep them off the fence, but also be high enough to keep them from jumping over. I mean, a board fence will work fine as long as it's high enough. I would do it at least 4 feet, 48 inches.
No matter what method you choose, be sure not to scrimp on quality, equipment, or planning. If there is a flaw in your fence, your goats will find it. Find more goat fencing tips at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Oh. Have you ever charted out a plan and then as soon as you start to act on it, things go the opposite way from what you intended, but ultimately end up turning out okay? Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. It can be easy to feel this way about your financial situation. Maybe you had an idea of where you'd be at a certain point in life, and frankly, you're not there. But things are actually better than you imagined. While we can't predict the future, we can prepare for it. One way to better prepare is to enlist a financial professional. A financial professional can help you put together a strategy that outlines your current wants, needs, and wishes. They're also great at identifying risks and challenges and some opportunities you might encounter along the way. And just remember, it's okay for things to turn out differently than you intended. You can be better prepared if you have a plan, and you'll have greater financial clarity when it comes to your finances, so you can live out your faith with more meaning and gratitude.
The bakers of Earth Grains Breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains Breads, baking our best for you.
Quality, integrity, durability, the values that make Landall stand out above the rest. Landall Company offers stable employment with growth opportunities, excellent wages, a benefit package that includes profit sharing, $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, fuel allowance to drive to work, summer schedule, comprehensive insurance package with a $500 deductible, and much more. Learn more by calling Landall Company or apply online at Landall.com. An equal opportunity employer.
Learning how plants protect themselves from stressors. Next on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
Plants feel stress too, and when they do, they can produce something called reactive oxygen species, or ROS. Up to now, these ROS molecules have been considered mostly harmful, even killing cells. But Ron Mittler, a professor at the University of Missouri College of Agriculture, participated in research that suggests ROS may help plants.
They will tell the cell that there is stress going. So if the cell sees higher levels of reactive oxygen species, then the cell will say, oops, there's a stress going, I need to fix this. And the cell will adjust the metabolism and activate a lot of the mechanisms that help the cell protect itself from the stress.
Mittler says stressors include heat, insects, and disease, among many others.
They cannot run away like animals. The plant has to stay where it is. So they have to really be creative in how to protect themselves.
Mittler says ROS can alert other cells in the plant as well as in neighboring plants that touch it in a field.
The idea is to use these mechanisms to make the plant more resistant to different stresses. And as you know, climate change is going to cause more stresses, already causing more stresses. So we need to be prepared so we don't lose yield and suffer because of that.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Hemi Electric of Seneca is seeking a full-time electrician with experience but willing to train the right person. Wiring in residential, commercial, and agriculture setting to be expected. Ability to work in single and three-phase systems is a must. Candidate must be customer-friendly, self-motivated, hardworking, and work well with others. Offering competitive wages, paid vacations and holidays, and a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Hemi Electric has your next career. Send resumes to hemielectricllc@gmail.com or call 785-294-0532.
KNDY.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. While Lee Bryce, country music singer and songwriter, is the newest brand ambassador for Case IH. And growing up in South Carolina, Bryce said that he was raised with a family in agriculture and has always had a deep appreciation for the work that farmers do. And because of his background, he said it was important for him that his grandchildren grew up the exact same way.
We deer hunted, and we duck hunted, and we dove hunted, and we rabbit hunted, and we ran dogs, and we raised them, and we fished all the time, bass fishing my whole life. My granddaddy, both my granddaddies, one of my granddaddies was a dairy farmer, and my other granddaddy, you know, he grew crops and big gardens, and this is who I am. And so I was able to get this little farm, a small little farm out here south of Nashville, and I wanted my kids to be able to grow up. And instead of asking about an iPad or this or that, you know, they're like, well, how can we hook this trailer up to this four-wheeler or this truck? And, you know, and they're driving around the farm when they're 5, 4 years old.
He goes on to say that he feels like farm kids have the advantage of learning how to problem solve.
Learning on your own and just kind of being out and exploring, that's just something that I don't think that a lot of kids these days are getting. And I feel like it's a real life lesson later down the road where you're, they'll look up and be like, well, what do you mean you can't change a tire?
The song Farmer, Bryce said, is written specifically to lift up the farmers who work hard so that people can go to the grocery store and find the things they need for their families, something that many take for granted.
So we kind of came up with the idea of like writing a song specifically for that really lifts up the farmer. I mean, in like the person who does all the work that makes it to where you can go get in your air-conditioned car and go, and, or even now, not even do that, just order it online and it shows up on your front door. And without the farmers, which, you know, there's so many things that are going on even right now that are just hurting them.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Hey, Dad, are you up yet?
Yeah, get up. You said we could go to the lake today.
Give me a few minutes, guys, and I'll get us packed up.
Are we taking the Telluride this time, since it has three rows and the entertainment system?
No, let's take the EV6. Didn't you say we could use it to power all of our camping gear?
Wow, I can't tell if you guys are more excited about camping at the lake or the trip out there in our new Kia.
Both, Daddy.
Road trip!
Hey, guys, Joe Conan here, General Manager with Midwest Kia. If your family wants to put the fun back into your summer road trips, check out Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Not only do we have the perfect size vehicles for every lifestyle, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. And what do we tell our friends at the lake?
We want to see ya!
Warranty is a limited powertrain.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on Hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
This is an ag business update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The National Ag Statistics Service is forecasting U.S. corn production down from 2021, soybean production up from last year. Corn production forecast 14.4 billion bushels, down 5% from last year. Soybean production forecast 4.53 billion bushels, up 2% from 2021. Average corn yield forecast 175.4 bushels an acre, down 1.6 bushels from 2021. USDA said soybean yields were average a record high of 51.9 bushels an acre. That's half a bushel higher than a year ago. Wheat production predicted at 1.78 billion bushels, 8% higher than 2021. Growers will likely produce 1.2 billion bushels of winter wheat. That's 6 points below last year. Spring wheat forecast 55% higher, 512 million bushels. Also, cotton production 12.5 2.6 million 480 pound bales, 28% lower than a year ago. Yield averaged 846 pounds per harvested acre. That's up 27 pounds from 2021. And the World Ag Supply and Demand Estimate Report predicted lower 22-23 U.S. corn supplies, reduced feed and residual use, along with slightly higher food, seed, and industrial use, smaller exports, and lower ending stocks. With supply falling more than usage, stocks dropped 82 million bushels to 1.4 billion. The season average corn price unchanged $6.65 a bushel. U.S. soybean supplies projected to be 4.8 billion bushels, 36 million higher than last month. Soybean exports up 20 million bushels to 2.16 billion in increased supplies. Ending stocks forecasted higher, 245 million bushels, and the season average soybean price down slightly at 14.35 a bushel. Wheat outlook shows higher supplies, higher domestic use and exports, and reduced stock. The projected ending stock dropped to 610 million bushels. Season average farm price still projected at a record $9.25 a bushel. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
If you're planning for a cover crop this fall but not sure what kind, learn the basic principles to choose the right species for your operation on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's harvest time. Reap rewards of your labor time. Cover as many acres as possible time. Light at the end of the tunnel time. And no one helps you embrace the moment like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that helps maximize your days, cover more ground, and reach record-breaking yields. This season, be your best in the biggest moments. Visit johndeere.com/gainground to learn more.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
The whole job of a cover crop is to get living roots in the soil for more of the year. They add fertility, retain nutrients needed to grow your crops, and hold the soil in place. However, there is no such thing as a perfect cover crop. All species have their pros and cons. Jean Eales is a natural resource specialist and consultant. She says the three major categories of cover crops are grasses, brassicas, and legumes. Make the choice based on your goal for its use.
The grasses are really super at getting a network of roots out quickly and holding on to the nitrogen. Brassicas are things like the turnips, radishes. Those are really good at sending out a taproot. And that little taproot is going way down in there and helping to break up compaction. The legumes, we kind of know what legumes do. They help fix nitrogen, take it from the air and fix it.
Cover crops are seeded onto the crop ground in the fall and then killed in some way.
Some of them will die when the winter comes. And at least you've had living roots until they're winter killed. They don't have to do anything else. The next spring, they just plant right into it. The other group is cover crops that are going to live through the winter. The next spring, those need to be killed before or right after you've planted your cash crop.
She says to think of cover crop adoption as a journey. You start with one and can add to it for more benefits, depending on what your needs are. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about cover crop basics at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Ag Markets from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, moving through a Thursday today. Markets wrapping up in just a little bit here. We have still kind of mixed on the board, mostly lower for the grains overall, lower in the livestock. We'll see how we close here in just a little bit. Corn market been pretty steady after they slowly crept into the green here. September corn still up 1.5 cents at 616 and a half a bushel. December's up by 0.5 cent, 2612 and a half. Over in the wheat market, September KC wheat's down 36 and 3/4 cents right now at 814 and a quarter. The December's down by 36 and a quarter to 816 and 3/4. Over in the soybean market, they're slightly higher right now. September soybeans are up 17 cents in the green at 14.92 and a quarter. November's up 13 and 3/4 to 14.03 even. In the meal market, slightly higher here. September meal's up 7.60 right now at 4.48 and 20 cents. And the October up 7.20 at 4.13 even. In the oil market, September soybean oil's down 96 cents at 66.45 with the October down a buck and a penny at 65 and 6 cents. In the cotton market, kind of mixed on the board, but slow moving today. Not a whole lot of movement either way. October cotton's up 43 cents at 118.75. December's down 61 cents at 112 and 93 cents. And the oats are mostly lower here, with September oats down 22 cents at 409 and 3/4. Real quick, in the livestock market, we're seeing mostly lower numbers here on the day. Live cattle for August down a half a buck at 141 and a quarter. October's down a buck five at 144 and 80 cents. Feeder cattle for August, they're down a buck 75 to 181 and a half, with September down $2 at 185 and 12 cents. And the lean hogs, they are taking a hit, with October down $4.15 at 93 and 90 cents. U.S. dollar index today mostly higher here, with the September index up 93 cents right now at 107.42. We have 30-year bonds for September up slightly at 140.15, and the 10-year notes at 118.27. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Hey, Dad, are you up yet?
Yeah, get up. You said we could go to the lake today.
Give me a few minutes, guys, and I'll get us packed up.
Are we taking the Telluride this time, since it has three rows and the entertainment system?
No, let's take the EV6. Didn't you say we could use it to power all of our camping gear?
Wow, I can't tell if you guys are more excited about camping at the lake or the trip out there in our new Kia.
Oof, Daddy.
Road trip!
Hey guys, Joe Conan here, General Manager with Midwest Kia. Vehicles for every lifestyle. Every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. And what do we tell our friends at the lake?
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain.
This is John Klein with the Manhattan Commission Company with some special consignments of fall calving cows and bred heifers to be selling this Friday, August the 19th at 11 a.m. We will have 80 fancy black and a few black white face fall calving first calf heifers. They're bred to proven Cavanese semi-Angus bulls. They're due to start calving September 1 for a 60-day calving period. There'll be 22 black and red baldy cows, 3 to 6 years old. They'll have semi-Angus or Hereford sired, 2 to 4 week old calves by side. We'll have 48 fully black and a few red baldy cows, 3 to 6 years old. They're fall calving cows, bred to semi-Angus or Hereford bulls, start calving late August through September. Also, selling afterwards will be a good run of stocker cattle. For more information or pictures of these special consignments of cattle selling this Friday, August 19th at 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 785-776-4815 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Following the tough year that producers had last year due to this widespread pest, it's safe to say that fall armyworms are probably on most producers' minds going into this fall. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett. K-State Extension entomologist Anthony Zukoff shares more on this pest.
That's right. Yeah, fall armyworm is probably on everyone's mind because last year we had such a terrible time with fall armyworm outbreaks across the state and even neighboring states. Typically, fall armyworm adult moths will start showing up in Kansas the very beginning of July, maybe late June. Usually when corn is about to start tasseling, moths will be attracted to fields to start laying eggs, and in world sorghum as well. Typically, fall armyworm adult moths will start showing up in Kansas the very beginning of July, maybe late June. Usually when corn is about to start tasseling. Moths will be attracted to fields to start laying eggs, and in world sorghum as well. So this is an interesting pest because it doesn't actually overwinter in Kansas like a lot of our other pests. So the fall armyworm adults are active year-round along the Gulf Coast and southern Florida. And every season, they migrate north, and they reach Kansas and even go north of Kansas. But yeah, our source of fall armyworm actually comes from the Gulf Coast up through Texas.
Zukoff explains what crops producers may need to begin checking now for this persistent pest and where they may expect to see them next.
So this pest can be a problem in a lot of our crops in Kansas. Typically tends to infest corn this time of year and sorghum. And the caterpillars are going to be doing a lot of feeding within the whorls. And so when you're out in your field, you'll go ahead and look for ragged-looking whorls with a lot of feeding damage and holes like that. And you'll usually see frass in the whorl. And if you move the plant leaves apart, you typically find the caterpillars themselves. But when they're feeding on the foliage in this stage, on Milo and corn, they're not typically a big concern. Producers need to start paying special attention in their Milo when it starts to head out, because a lot of damage can be done to Milo when the caterpillars are feeding in the heads themselves.
He explains that if found, producers need to first determine the impact these pests will have and whether or not they are actually worth treating for.
If they do find caterpillars, first they need to determine if they're, you know, at threshold or going over threshold. Are they actually going to cause losses? If you do see that there are enough caterpillars to warrant treatment, there are a lot of different products registered in Kansas for treating fall armyworm outbreaks, depending on the crop. And what they can do after that is they could go and access our insect management guides that the entomology department updates every year. And then in those management guides, say for soybean, the soybean insect management guide, they could go in there and look for fall armyworm. And there will be a listing of products available and the recommended rates to treat the caterpillars.
Providing insight on fall armyworms, that was K-State Extension entomologist Anthony Zukoff. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
One of the original classic country stations in America, and still going strong. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.